Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Once again, we are in Fiji. This time it's Voli Voli Resort here in Rocky Rocky, just on the north side of the main island. When you fly into Nandi, a couple hour bus ride up to the resort. This place is awesome. This is the second time we've been here. Mermaid Tony's with me once again. Tony, you having a good time or what?
I'm having a great time. Once again, I don't want to leave, just like last time.
Yes, and you know what? We've had a little extended stay here. We got a little time to unwind and relax here at Voli Voli Resort. And I got to tell you, this is a phenomenal thing. Not just the fact that the amenities they have here at the resort and the diving is truly spectacular, as like some of the other places in Fiji. What really makes the difference here at Voli Voli Resort is the people. And this time, I'm not necessarily talking about the village folks, the people in the local village. I'm talking about the family that runs this resort. The Darling family are one of the most fun-loving folk. I mean, these people really make you feel like part of their own when you come here. And God help your liver after you've been here more than a few days. You hear what I'm saying, Tony?
This is very true. And, they might make you one of their own, but I've adopted them as well.
That's right. Now, we got Big Steve. He's the man in charge, the big kahuna. The head of the Darling family. Steve, how you doing, my friend?
I'm really good, mate. But I tell you what, the Kardashians are nothing compared to us.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. If you can survive the Darling brothers for a night of drinking, that's way, way better than anything you would see on reality TV. Trust me. It's truly a remarkable experience. But they are so much fun. You just heard Big Steve. Last time we did a show here from the resort, I think we hit a record of 3 or 4 bleeps. We'll see how that progresses throughout today's show. However, that's just part of the experience. That's just part of their family. Now, you guys are from New Zealand, right, Steve?
Yeah, once upon a time we were from New Zealand. Yeah.
Once upon a time, you came to Voli Voli because, you just started diving here, and the next thing you know, I ought to just stay here instead of visit for a holiday, right?
I came out here for 6 months as a young dive instructor, and 11 years later, I still haven't quite made it away.
There you go. That's not a bad gig, and you could understand why once you get out and experience some of the diving they have off the coast, literally just a short boat ride right here from Voli Voli Resort. Now, Big Steve, you're the man who's kind of constructed some of the buildings here. You really have done a phenomenal job at providing several different levels of accommodations, from backpacker type stuff, which is like as economical as like what, $15 US a night or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got accommodation here from $15 US up to about, our top end's about $150 US, $160 US. And I mean, we like everybody to enjoy this place. I mean, it's not just for it's such a special place. We want everybody to enjoy it. That's the way the Darlings want this place to be run.
Yeah, the Darling family. I mean, it really does feel like you're coming out and just hanging out with friends. They have a really amazing common area. We're hanging out in their new pool bar. This ain't a bad place to hang out and have a drink, is it, gang?
It's all right.
It's all right. Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing. We're literally Mermaid Tony standing on one of the bar stools in the pool at Voli Voli Resort. And basically, this is the meeting place where everybody, whether they're backpackers or they're doing the more the nicer accommodations up on the hill in the villas, I mean, they come down here, hang out, have a nice dinner, and really, really enjoy themselves.
Yeah, look, at the moment, we've got a bit of a Christmas party on. Everything we do at Voli Voli Beach is built by the Darlings, by their own building. company. At the moment, we've got 25 of our local builders. Everything's built out of sustainable materials, mahogany. Everything is made here on site, and people are welcome to come and have a look at where these people work. And it's sustainable. It's been going for 30, 40 years. We don't cut down timber that's not sustainable, and that's the way we work our business.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing just to see some of the architecture and really how they build this stuff. They have like a carpenter building, the whole thing, where you can go and check it out and take a little tour from there. But it really is amazing. This is an amazing pool setting. They have it's quite large, actually, where you guys can do like checkout dives in here and stuff, too. That's what you do as well, is teaching people how to dive, right, Steve?
Yep. We certify about 200 odd students a year through PADI open water courses to advance through to even up to dive master courses. Yeah, so right off the end of the beach, you can be down there seeing nudibranchs, pipefish, all sorts of little critters that will blow your mind, basically.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the spots off of the coast of Voli Voli, the northeast or northwest side of the main island when you fly into Nandi, right? And you just cruise up the coast a couple hours, and they take the boat off to these sites where the liveaboards visit. This is where the best of the best of Fiji diving is out here. It's just off the coast, Matt. Maybe, 30-minute boat ride on one of your super fast boats, by the way.
Yeah, well, you can access liveaboard dive sites within 30 minutes of a land-based dive operation. It's one of a kind in Fiji at this point in time.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And the boats, last time we were here was back in May, and you guys were having a second boat built. And I got to say, with all the diving we've done around the world, and Tony, back me up on this, because you're a dive instructor as well, this has to be one of the best equipped boats and just well thought out designed dive boats that I've ever been on, not just in the Caribbean, but anywhere. And it's right here in Fiji.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's, like you said, it's very well planned out. It's great to be on, and, you know, it's nice because you get to ride up top, warm up.
Yeah, you ride up top. It's an aluminum, or how do you say it?
Aluminium.
Yes, exactly. It's one of those, and you can sit on top of this thing, and literally it's like a microwave if you want to soak up some rays, and I'm living proof of that. If you see pictures here from our trip at Voli Voli, I'm a bright red lobster right now, but that's okay. That's part of the experience. You're used to that right by now, right, Tony?
I am. Hopefully you'll learn one day. But
one day.
The main thing is you might just possibly get chocolate cake on your surface interval, too.
Yes. I mean, they really do take care of the divers, not just with the the amenities the boat offers, which is, like I said, very well thought out. Very fast boat, very comfortable riding boat, plenty of space, but it gets you there really quick. And then, of course, the crew is quite accommodating with chocolate cake in between the dives or pineapple or watermelon or whatever. Mermaid Tiffany with me as well. Tiffany, this is your first time to Fiji, first time to Voli Voli Resort. What do you think so far? Are you enjoying yourself or what?
Oh, absolutely. It's been magnificent. Words can't even describe it.
You seem to like this pool quite a bit. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I see you hanging out at the pool quite a bit. You're enjoying just swimming around, being a mermaid, that kind of thing.
Right? Oh, absolutely. The only problem I'm having is keeping up with the darling family. I'm not a veteran like Tony when it comes to mermaids, so my liver is still fresh, and I'm still trying to acclimate myself.
Well, your liver is definitely one worth trading for if we ever were to need that, I guess. Is that right, pup? If she's your daughter, what do you think?
I think that would be a tough negotiation at best.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you can always switch with her, and you know the blood type would work and all that kind of stuff. So you kind of brought like a backup liver with you.
In a sense, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, see? I don't know how it works. But if you can survive the Darling Brothers for a night of or a happy hour of drinking, this is kind of like a typical kind of thing, right, Nick?
Yeah, it's standard issue at Voli Voli Beach.
Yeah, I mean, basically when the diving day is done, you come down to the pool bar or hang out at the main watering hole area there at the main bar and kick back with a beer or two, share a few fish stories and that kind of thing. You guys are used to this quite a bit, and I found that out over the last couple nights. You hear what I'm saying? We actually developed our own Voli Voli drink. Which the Voli Voli bomb, I don't know what is in it, but God help us. God help anyone who has this. You kind of have to mark it off the list, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I think that probably explains why you didn't quite make it out diving today.
No, that was pure work-related. I am going to stick to my guns. That was purely for the reason of I had to work feverishly to get today's broadcast ready for air. Tony's looking at me with that look that I get when she doesn't quite buy it. But what are you trying to say?
I disagree with you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe it had something to do slightly with that volley bomb. Do we even know what the heck was in that thing?
No idea.
We just basically took whatever leftovers he had, mixed it all together, make sure it is a nice, cool ocean blue color, and like, drink it. That's just what you do here in Fiji, I guess, right?
Well, it's standard issue. We make something up and then we copy it.
Yeah, okay, exactly. But the problem is you can't ever remember what the heck you did. So we had several different versions of the volley bomb. Did we write it down, Steve? Do we got the rest? We got it written down someplace. The bartender supposedly was keeping an eye on us the other night. So stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in Fiji.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history. Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Director of this cruise, I've made reservations for you to join me at the bottom of the sea for the annual codfish ball.
Come along and follow me to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. Jellyfish sway to and fro at the codfish ball.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in Fiji at Voli Voli Resort in the area of Rocky Rocky. That's just northwest of the Nadi Airport, the main airport that you fly into Fiji. Just a couple hours in a taxi or bus, and you're here at this resort hanging out, having a good time at the pool bar, just like we are right now. We just recorded a live version of the Liver Song that is on the Scuba Cowboys' new CD, Wet Dreams, which you heard us talking about last week at the Dima show. And I got to tell you, I think this could be a hit. Having Scuba Radio Drunken Santa here was quite a treat. When he did that little sing-along with us, I think that kind of put it over the top. What do you think there, buddy?
I think it's the best Christmas present I could ever get.
Yes. Well, that and a liver, and a new liver. That's what he was hoping for. Actually, you know, I don't think he cared. But you'll hear that version very soon at scubaradio.com. Now, we got to talk about the diving they have here off the coast of Voli Voli. resort here in Fiji. Quite spectacular. Mermaid Tony's a dive instructor in the Florida Keys. She has had lots of experience. She's been on many of our trips. She was here in Fiji before. But I got to say, the diving here, I really do think is pretty much best of the best of what we've seen in Fiji. Would you agree?
It is. It was last time, and it is once again this time. It's completely gorgeous.
Yeah, you know, the colors that you get here off the coast of Fiji, and especially here, are truly spectacular. It's like an underwater rainbow, isn't it? I mean, I don't believe in saying that the Caribbean is better than the Pacific or vice versa, but man, what does set Fiji apart from other places in the world is that you get so many colors, so many soft corals and these purple little flowery things. It's pretty amazing stuff. What do you think?
I agree with you completely, 100%, Greg.
Well, there you go. About damn time.
No, but also, I mean, it's the reef structure itself. You've got so many swim-throughs. The reef structure is extremely high. You're down 100 feet, and you've got reef from 100 foot up to the surface. All the nudies and the softies, as you call them. But you're right, there's just so
the nudies and the softies. We're still talking about corals, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, just checking.
That's the nudibranchs and the soft corals, as they call them here.
Yes, of course. That's what I meant. Now, Mermaid Tiffany is with me as well here, and she has been encountering sharks. Her and Pup are coming back from the dive. They have a tendency to kind of lead the way. You guys are fast swimmers. Is that what it is? I have a tendency to, trail the back of the pack. And I think you guys have you're getting out there and you're seeing these reef sharks and white tips and things. Is that the case?
Yeah, I wouldn't say. I mean, we kind of just tend to do our own thing and hope that we don't get lost, I guess you can say. And we're actually shark whisperers. I'm not sure if anyone told you, but...
Yeah, I'm starting to think that. I mean, is that true, Pump? Are you starting to feel like a shark whisperer with all these shark encounters you've had in Fiji here and off of Voli Voli Resort?
Yeah, this place really is a lot like, the Darlings have created a Never Never Land. Once you're done diving, you never want to stop drinking and you never want to leave.
Yeah, okay, well, dive first, leave the drinking delay. We don't mix
exactly.
The two, and they don't either. But, no. Yeah, once the diving is done, God help you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is a good stuff indeed. And, they have good drinks here. You know, whether it's Voli Voli beer or this, what is this, Fiji Bitter? Is that what that's what the brand is? Is that the brand of the beer?
The Sportsman's Beer.
Sportsman's Beer. Yes, that's what I said. Sportsman, you say tomato, I say tomato. It's one of the New Zealand things. But, yeah, it's not a bad beer. I mean, was that your pick there when you came to the island? You say, hey, we're going to keep this one on tap or what?
Oh, for sure, mate. It's the best beer in Fiji. You can't get much better than what it is.
Yeah. Now, how does hanging out at home compared to being in Vegas at the Dima show? Is it pretty much the same? You take your little traveling show, little Voli Voli show on the road kind of thing there, Steve-O?
Well, mate, it was my first time out of New Zealand and Fiji, and to go to America for starters and then to Vegas. Mate, there's no words to explain what me and Nick got up to or what happens in Vegas, because it basically stays in Vegas.
I heard what the Voli Voli's guys were up to. I mean, they went to Vegas, they painted town. That was pretty crazy, wasn't it, Tony?
Hey!
No!
Oh!
She was standing on the bar, and I tried to save her. I tried to save Tiffany, too. But wait a minute. Oh, what happened? Wait, Tiffany. Ouch! You're not supposed to do that. We're doing a radio show. I'm trying to be professional. Jeez. But see, it's a pool bar. It's a pool bar, and so, yeah, I had to just...
You're going to get wet.
Yeah, that's right. See, you're going to get... That's part of the fun. See, you planned it that way when you designed this, right, Steve?
Exactly. It's all about getting wet for divers, and that's what they think about is getting in the water and getting wet.
That's right. And see, Tony is looking at me. She's giving me that look, but what she doesn't understand, that was Steve's idea. Right? And he's right on the edge of the bar, so feel free to take out your frustration on him. Because I'm dry, I'm holding an electronic device. You don't want to push me in the pool, or someone would die, and that wouldn't be good.
I know who's in the wrong, Greg.
And that would be?
You.
No, that's Greg. You are absolutely correct, or right, or something like that. That's what. Remember that line we have on tape. You're supposed to use that now.
You know, it's just because you have the power of editing.
Greg, I agree 100%.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's what I'm talking about right there. All right. But, you know, it's all about having a good time. And the Darling family, the Darling brothers in particular, really know how to blow it out and have a good time. I don't know how you guys hold up. Is it just years of practice? Is that it, Nick?
Well, it's lots and lots and lots of years of practice, actually.
It's, you're professional in this regard.
We try our best.
Yes, yes. But you don't mix the two when the you guys were doing some dive teaching today. You had a few new students, right?
Yeah, if we're teaching, we keep everything very professional. We save the partying till afterwards.
Like me.
Absolutely.
Except the only problem is I'm usually doing the radio show when everybody's not being as professional. But that makes for good radio. We get everyone socially lubricated, kind of like what we're doing right now here at the Bull Bar, right?
And I envy you for that.
Yes, well, thank you. It is a good gig. It's not a bad gig to be able to hang out in Fiji with some good friends here at Voli Voli Resort in Fiji and have a good time at the pool bar. Now, what is your favorite thing that you like to see out on the reef? Do you have a critter? Like, you know, when I talk to guys that live at these places in paradise, is there a particular animal or a nudibranch or something that you're always on the lookout for or what there, Nick?
Aside from mermaids, you mean? Or?
Yeah, aside from mermaids. Yeah, because that's pretty much a given. That's a universal answer. Yeah, you know.
I guess the black and gold sea sapping slug is one of my favorites.
Now, why is that? Sea slurping slug?
The black and gold sea slurping. Now I can't even say it.
Sea slurping slug sounds like a shot that they offer here at Voli Voli.
It does. It's actually a nudibranch, and we call it, locally we call it a peacock nudibranch, and it pulsates.
Ah, yes. I got pictures of that. Those, they were about a couple inches long?
Yep. But yeah.
Nice. Yeah, those are pretty cool animals. I'll get those pictures up at scubaradio.com, as well as a wet mermaid Tony after she's been pushed into the Voli Voli pool bar. We'll have to see which one gets more hits. All right, more coming up from Fiji. Stay close. We are back at Voli Voli Resort in Fiji. By the way, you can go to volivoli.com, V-O-L-I-V-O-L-I.com on the web and find out more about this resort and book it right there online. Now, I'm with the scuba cowboy, Pup Morse, and we're talking about some of the diving that we've been doing off the coast here at Voli Voli Resort. What has been your highlight there, Pup? I mean, you've been entertaining everybody with the tunes on the way out to the dive site or in between at the surface interval. We took care of some a Texan dive group that had quite a good time. But what about the diving? What have you seen here in Fiji, being it your first time to this part of the world, that kind of caught your eye and said, hey, this is what it's all about as far as diving's concerned?
Well, the actual structures of the reefs themselves is by far the nicest reefs I've ever seen. The different levels, the amount of and variety of color and coral and marine life is just incredible. But today, we're swimming through and this ginormous 6-foot Spanish mackerel comes right up underneath us. He's like 5 feet away, just saying, hey, how's it going? All by himself there, and I'm thinking, I ate your cousin last week. But,
that's right.
You know,
yeah, when we were at Matava on the island of Kandavu, we went fishing, and it was Tiffany, wasn't it? Or no, it was Tony, snared the Spanish mackerel, and they made some kind of special ceviche type of coconut milk concoction with this fish. It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and so you saw his cousin, which was like 6 times larger, and Tiffany, you thought it was a shark? You thought that Spanish mackerel was a shark?
Well, I turned around at the last minute because I was videotaping an eel. I turned around to go follow Pup, and all of a sudden it was like right there, and it was so big. At first glance, I thought it was a shark.
Nice. Well, hey, that's just one of the many features you can see here. The other thing, obviously, here in Fiji that you find fairly common, but they never get boring to look at, is the clownfish. How do you like checking out these clownfish, these little Nemos underwater there, Tiffany?
Oh, I love Finding Nemo. I make that my goal. There we go. Every time I go diving, I'm like, oh, I have to find Nemo. And we actually found him the other day. We found Nemo, his dad, his mom, his brother. It's just like...
Yeah, the whole family. It's like the darling family of Nemos here off the coast of Fiji. I tell you, it's quite spectacular stuff. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including your Dan tip.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 117. Fins do not come from Finland.
We call it his lucky fin.
Dad.
They come from Korea and China.
What's wrong with this fin?
Like everything else.
I recommend you buy American.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, the Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. You're in charge of the Dan Emergency Hotline, aren't you, Nick?
That I am.
What would you say is the most common reason divers call Dan?
That's easy. Ear trouble.
Seriously?
Issues with ears are the most common reason divers call both the Dan Emergency Hotline and the Medical Information Line.
Is it that serious?
Well, ear barrel traumas rarely cause chronic or permanent injury, but they can be painful. Not all divers call with injury, though. They may have trouble equalizing as a general rule. They may want to know about diving while congested. They may just have water in their ears. Like I said, they call for all sorts of ear-related reasons.
Ears are more important than I thought.
I hear you.
Good one.
Thank you.
I'm guessing taking care of your ears ranks pretty high on the important, quote-unquote, things to do list. What are some things we should be doing?
Protecting your ears actually should start before the dive. The most common sense protection is simply to take care of yourself. Colds and other common ailments can cause congestion and can cause trouble when you dive.
What about allergies?
You'll want to enlist the help of your doctor to find a medication or treatment that helps control your symptoms. If your doctor isn't sure about how the treatment might interact with diving, have them call Dan. We'll be happy to help.
What about divers who take over-the-counter drugs to help them clear their ears?
For the record, Dan does not recommend taking decongestants as a means of being able to equalize your ears. If you're ill, you shouldn't be diving for a number of reasons. And if you have a chronic condition, you should be under the care of a doctor. We really do discourage self-diagnosis and self-medicating.
And for all those foolish few who do it anyway,
be sure to take it early enough that it has a chance to take full effect. And please, incorporate the fact that you're taking a drug into your dive plan. It can wear off underwater, and if it does, you could find yourself in trouble.
What if you're not congested, but you're still having trouble equalizing?
Don't force it. Either ascend a few feet to relieve the pressure before trying again, or try a different method. If your ears are sensitive, try to equalize every 1 to 2 feet so the pressure doesn't build up too much.
What if you still experience pain?
Stop the dive. As with so many physical conditions, it's best to listen to what your body's telling you. If your ears are refusing to equalize, or if you have ear pain, there's a reason. But don't make it worse by forcing the dive.
How about taking care of your ears after the dive?
An important aspect of diving is our external ear canals, which is what causes swimmer's ear. If people are diving once or twice in a day, it's probably not much of an issue. But for people who are diving multiple times in a day or for multiple days in a row, good external ear hygiene is very important. A big piece to this can simply be the use of swimmer's ear drops, which help to stave off or prevent swimmer's ear.
And if you do everything right and you're still having trouble,
get medical help. Again, ear barrel traumas rarely cause permanent damage, but because it's a possibility, you don't want to fool around with it.
I hear you. When your ears are talking to you, it's important to listen. Being able to equalize is a key part to diving, so take good care of your ears. And if they're just not up for it, don't force it. Return to the surface and protect your ears so they'll be good to dive another day. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization.
With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And, you know, here in Fiji at Voli Voli Resort, we're going to perform a little, I don't know if it's dive safety, but it's going to be like a medical event that we're going to cover on the show, because it ends up that Steve Darling, one of the Darling brothers who we were talking to earlier, has had an incident while we are here at the resort. Yeah, it's not Mermaid Tony is the only one who evidently can't seem to put 2 feet in front of the other without coming up with scrapes and scratches. It happens to the workers here. It happens to the owners. And Steve, come on over here. Tell me what happened, and we're going to talk about how we can resolve your issue here live on Scuba Radio in Fiji today. It's your toe, first of all, right?
It's my big toe. It's more like my thumb. I love it.
It's like your thumb on your toe, yeah, or on your foot.
It's the thing that I use all the time, but...
What do you use it for, exactly?
You don't want to know.
I don't want to. That's for off the air, right?
After hours.
Exactly. Okay. You're sticking your toe in places it shouldn't be, and evidently you did that one too many times, and the toe popped off. What happened?
It was kind of tight, and it slipped, and yeah, the rest is yours.
Yes, okay. So your toenail is kind of like hanging by a thread. Well, you've seen this thing, Tony. What does it look like?
It looks like it's hanging by a thread.
Yeah, it's a bloody mess, isn't it? And he has tape on it right now, but this happened a couple days ago, right?
It's like 3 days into Scuba Radio.
3 days ago, Steve Darling here from Voli Voli Resort bumped his toe. It was the morning after one of our little Scuba Radio escapades here at the resort. Wait, Tony, oh, you're showing. What are you guys comparing scars? Is that it?
It was the morning after the night that I fell down the cliff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll get into that in just a bit. She fell down a cliff. It was like a 7-foot drop. But, yeah, as we found out, mermaids bounce. So, Tony, you'll be fine. But we're not so sure about Steve here. So we thought we would have to, you know, help him out just a tad, because that toenail's coming off, Steve. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure it's going to...
Yeah, and see, I know a ratings bonanza when I see it. So I think what we're going to do for the first time ever in over 13 years of Scuba Radio, we're going to have a live toenail extraction on Scuba Radio today. And because we don't want this thing to get infected and then you have to be airlifted out of Fiji because you're in paradise. You don't want to leave paradise over some stupid toenail issue, do you?
Who wants to leave paradise?
Heck no. And I know your brother, Nick... Dick, you have some ideas on how we can do this extraction properly that even probably Divers Alert Network would approve of, don't you?
Absolutely, and it all comes back to diving in the ocean in one sort of form or another. I really like fishing, and I've got this perfect rod and 30-pound braid that's like cotton. It's really thin, and I can guarantee it won't snap. I'm figuring that if we sit on the beach and I cast... with a little knot tied around his toenail, we can not only extract the toenail, but catch a fish on the other end of it.
Oh, nice! Because it'll probably have some flesh attached to it that the fish would go after. You catch a fish with your toenail, man.
Mermaids already love me, so God
knows. So basically, you're a game for this. Live extraction of Steve's toenail on the show today. This is radio gold. I'm telling you, I can't believe we're going to pull this off. You know, the thing here in Fiji, though, is they don't have anesthesia. Traditional anesthesia is not as accessible as it is in the States. However, we do have plenty of booze, don't we, Steve?
Oh, we got kava, we got booze, we got kava, everything the wolf.
We got voli-voli bombs.
What are you going to do? Rather than drinking the kava, I'm going to dip my toe in it.
You're going to dip your toe in the kava and then maybe do a voli-voli bomb?
It'll be so numb.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Mermaid Tony, help me out. I think what we'll do is we'll set up hour two as a Scuba Radio shot show. That ought to hook us up with about 5 shots throughout the hour. By the end of the show, you'll be properly... numbed. I was going to say numbed, and the anesthesia will have kicked in properly, and we'll yank that toenail right off and you know, leave you here in Fiji in fine shape. Does that sound like a plan?
Pretty sure it's going to be fine shape, but
We'll find out tomorrow.
Okay, we're going to find out. We're not going to wait till tomorrow. We're going to find out on the show today. Now, Tony, did you ever think we'd perform such medical miracles here on the island of Fiji? That is like a cultural exchange you didn't expect to have here in Fiji, isn't it?
No, I didn't. But
and you are a medical professional as well as a mermaid, right?
I am. Well, if you're considering a Dan instructor, a medical professional.
That's all. You know how to perform CPR and mouth-to-mouth, that kind of thing, right? Because I'm thinking that when we yank his toe off, that might be necessary. Or not his toe. Hopefully not his toe, just his toenail.
I don't know if it would be because of that or because of all the shots, actually.
Well, yeah, it could be a combination of the two. But we're going to do this on the show today. This is, you know, this is what we do as part of our gift to the Fiji Island. Is that really, it is kind of what, they give us all this wonderful diving and camaraderie and a cultural exchange. And we offer to, you know, pull someone's toenail off live on the radio.
Who is this we? Is there a mouse in your pocket, Greg?
Let me check. No, that's not a mouse. Hey, get back in there. All right. So, look, this will be fun, though. I mean, have you ever had this kind of experience at Voli Voli Resort before, Nick?
It's fair to say this is a first.
It's a first. You've never had any kind of other extractions that you've had to perform under anesthesia of, you know, this shot or a Voli Voli bomb or whatever?
None that we can speak about on the air.
Yes, okay, all right. Well, see, this is, you know, it's pretty much anything goes with our little dive show. So we do what we got to do. So that's coming up in hour two. I don't know, we might have to get him started early. He might need a shot during the break. We'll find out and be back in just a bit.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg, the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs. The way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gurnards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to DiscoverDominica.com for more info. That's DiscoverDominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Want to enjoy your next local dive or dive vacation even before getting your feet wet? Well, then go to clickanddive.com. Literally thousands of photos, videos, and even 3D virtual tours of dive sites from around the world can be found at clickanddive.com. With just a few clicks, you can book your next dive with the right operator when and where you choose. Just go to clickanddive.com. Basic membership is free. So know before you go and just click and dive. That's click the letter N, dive.com.
This is Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa. All through the dive boat, not a creature was stirring except a mouse. Use your mouse and click on ScubaRadio.com for everybody on your Christmas list. A Scuba Radio hat for Timmy. A jacket for Jill. Scuba Radio t-shirts look great, especially on mermaids, preferably soaking wet. ScubaRadio.com. That's ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Okay, this is Soka Sterling. I'm going to give you a little bit of a cappella from one of my tunes from this year. The song was entitled Hula. I'll just give you a couple of pieces from it. So remember, when you come to Grenada, devotion to ocean, we're out there.
Girl, your body hot like fire. Waist it a spin like tire. Oh, make my thing rise higher. Can I carry you like Mariah? You'll be the clock and I'll be the buyer. No interview, you made on hire. I got the pole, please bring the wire. Let us see what transpire.
Hit me! I got more for you when you come and dive with me in Grenada at Devotion to Ocean. Until then, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now here's my close and personal friend and rapping buddy, Greg the what?
Greg the Dive Master.
Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah! Holla!
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back to Fiji. We're at Voli Voli Resort, setting up setting the stage for Steve Darling's toenail extraction. We're going to do this live on the air after a few shots during hour two during the commercial breaks. Of course, the diving is done, so the drinking has begun, and we're reminiscing on some of the diving that we've experienced here in Fiji, in Rocky Rocky. And oh, it looks like the first shot or first anesthesia for the toenail extraction has arrived. Now, Steve, by the way, we've set up Mermaid Tony as his designated drinker because you can't have these when you're doing something like this. You have to have kind of like a control. You know, he's the one who's going to suffer the pain. You're just going to suffer the anesthesia along with him and help him along the process. Okay, Tony?
But I'll suffer the pain tomorrow.
No, no, no. That's tomorrow. And it's not the same in Fiji. It doesn't work the same way. So bottoms up. Here, come on. Light it up, gang. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Drink it up. Here you go. That's drink your medicine. Cheers to Big Steve's toe, or Little Steve's toe. All right, I'm clicked. He just touched the microphone with his little shot of anesthesia. I don't know what that is. Taste it. Tell me what it's like, Tony. It's some kind of Fijian concoction. Go ahead. What is it like? Tell me, Tony. Come on, you're supposed to drink it. Be a good nurse. Be a good nursing mermaid. I mean, you're not nursing. I mean, but I mean, you know what I'm saying, right? She's a little stunned. But come on, Tony, drink it. No, 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 no. That's not proper. That's not. Oh, she handed her a shot over to Steve. He is going to be the one who's suffering the pain. So Tony's kind of trying to pass it off. Well, but Steve's passing it back. Yeah, but he's taking it. Oh, it's down. It's down the gullet. Okay, that's two down. And we have a few shots to go before the toenail extraction here at Voli Voli Resort. We will do it live on the air. Capture all the play-by-play right here on Scuba. It'll be a first time we've ever done such a thing. Probably the last, I'm guessing, as well. But, you know, I'm all about marking stuff off the list. It is Christmas time here in Fiji. You know, last week we celebrated Thanksgiving at Matava. Now we're at Voli Voli Resort. We're into the first week of the Christmas season. And on the dive today... Steve, what site were we at there? Assuming you're still able to talk.
Fisherman's Rock.
Fisherman's Rock.
Blue Wall.
Blue Wall. Now, Blue Wall was the dive.
The hardest dive site you've ever seen.
The hardest dive site?
Because we're known for our softies, so we're going hard coral.
Oh, okay, hard coral. That's right. Fiji known for a lot of soft coral, and you get a lot of that here off the coast of Rocky Rocky and Voli Voli Resort. But this particular site have a lot of hard coral, for sure, and a lot of color. But you know what I thought was very magical on today's dive, Steve? Is that I'm swimming back to the dive boat, and there was like... a constant stream of sediment kind of coming down. It looked like snow. I'm like, oh my God, it's like Christmas time here in Fiji, except instead of snow, it's like coral sperm or something. I don't know. What was that?
We honestly call that sea cum, but it's like Christmas in November.
Yes, it's Christmas. Well, it's December.
December.
Yes, that's right. It is Christmas.
Oh my God.
And we don't have snow, but it did actually have an effect of like snow falling down while we were diving on the reef. I thought it was, I mean, it kind of made my heart nice and warm, you know, warm and fuzzy, kind of Christmassy kind of thing. Did you feel it? And then I looked over at you, and I'm like, hey, that could be Santa.
Pretty sure I saw a drunken Santa down there.
Yeah, if he wasn't there then, he might be here in hour two. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure, bro.
I'm thinking while you start to get more and more anesthesia in your system before the toenail extraction, you might just become grow up and be Scuba Radio drunken Santa.
Well, I'm hoping that I might get a present this year because I've been pretty naughty.
Yeah, have you been pretty naughty? Okay. Well, what would you like under your tree this year? I mean, they have trees here in Fiji, so what will you want?
Well, where we come from, you get a piece of coal in your Santa sock if you've been naughty. So
that's what you'll be happy with?
Okay. I'm expecting that.
All right. A sock full of coal. Either that or maybe we'll come up with something for him. Well, you know what? How about your toenail?
If they can get rid of that,
And then put it in a sock and put it under your tree for Christmas.
No, they can keep that, but if they can take it off without too much pain.
We can do this.
Sweet.
All you have to do is keep drinking your medicine, and an hour or two, we are going to have this extraction. Mermaid Tony is a professional toenail extraction mermaid expert. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, before she became a mermaid, she specialized in toenail extractions.
Edit.
Wait, I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Edit.
No, we can't say that either. Not even when you say it a different way. You can say bastard, yes. All right, there was two blips. That's two blips, and we're only into hour one. So we're well on our way, Tony. What do you think? Are we going to hit a new record on bleeps and things here on today's show, too?
We might, because I have had to have my toenail pulled as well before. And
what did you say when you had your toenail pulled?
Considering I was about 13 years old, I had a very colorful vocabulary.
Really? Okay. All right, I believe you. Well, I don't know. I think we can do it, and I think you can make it fairly painless. You'll help him through this, won't you? Yeah, once again, I think you need to kind of go with him and be his designated, overseer of medicine. Give it to him during the commercial break. You'll be fine for the radio show, right?
I think I'm just going to go back and finish my nap.
No. She's going to do it. I know she's going to. She's going to hang in there. We're going to do this hour, too. An official toenail extraction live here from Fiji. Do not miss it. Oh, and yeah, maybe we'll talk about the diving and some of the other cool folks that we met here at Voli Voli Resort. Just on the northwest coast of the main island in Rakiraki in Fiji. That's all in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.